This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome indeed to the Daily Devotional today, the Daily Devotional special, and we continue our series, Peace and Love. And today we're at part 28. And we're looking in the book of Exodus, the second book in the Bible. If you're following along with me, the book of Exodus, the 14th chapter and verse 14. Exodus, the 14th chapter, and verse 14. It says this: "The Lord Himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. The Lord Himself will fight for you. Just stay calm." What is Moses saying here? Well, let's look at the situation they find themselves in. A little bit of a backstory, if you will. Moses has tried and tried and tried and tried to get the children of Israel out of Egypt, but Pharaoh was not going to let them go. He would not let the children of Israel leave. Until finally, when the Spirit of the Lord came over the whole of Israel, and the firstborn of every male child that was there, that had not painted blood on the four posts of the house, on the doorway of the house, their lives were taken. Pharaoh himself, his son, was taken. He was killed. But the children of Israel had been warned about this, so they took lamb's blood and they painted it on the posts of the door. And Israelis still celebrate this today, and they call it the Passover, because that is exactly what happened. If there was blood on the doorway, then the angel of death flew over that house, that dwelling. He passed over, and they were safe. Well, finally, when this happened, Pharaoh could take it no more, and he released the people. Now, when you watch movies like The Ten Commandments and you see Charlton Heston taking the children of Israel out of Egypt, you see about 10,000 people. Actually, in fact, there were about 1.5 million people coming out of Egypt. So I want you to picture this. Moses is leading them across the desert. And they come to the river, the Red Sea. And as they arrive there, they can see in the distance the smoke coming up from the chariots as they are racing toward them. So Pharaoh's men, his army, is coming after the children of Israel, and they are coming to wipe them out. They are coming to destroy Israel. They are coming to destroy the children of Israel, God's chosen people. And Moses, full of faith, just says this. But Moses told the people, this is verse 13, "Don't be afraid. Just stand still and watch the Lord rescue you today. The Egyptians you see today will never be seen again. The Lord Himself will fight for you. Just stay calm. And then, the miracle happens. Now they're all scared, they're all terrified. They're thinking their life is over, there's nowhere for them to go. The Red Sea's in front of them, the desert's behind them, the army of Egypt is coming down on them, bearing down on them really hard. There's nowhere for them to go, they're terrified. But then God delivers them. Moses stands before the Red Sea, and he lifts his staff in the air, and the Red Sea parts. And the children of Israel begin to walk through the Red Sea. Remember what Moses has said to them. He has said, the Egyptian army will never be seen again. His exact words are, the Egyptians you see today will never be seen again. That means he's heard from God. God has told him what's going on. And Moses is obeying God to the letter. Maybe there was some fear in Moses as well as he lifted his staff in the air. Or maybe he had such trust in God, he knew that he was going to save his people simply because that is the promise God had given him. So there he is, standing before the Red Sea, and he lifts his staff, and the Red Sea parts. We were singing earlier about God doing that which is impossible. We may well look at a situation that we find ourselves in, and we may think to ourselves, look, this is impossible. How am I going to get out of this? I can't get out of this. I'm in serious trouble here. I'm in serious bother. Beloved, I've faced so many mountains in my life. I'm not young anymore, I admit it. And in my life, I have faced so many mountains. And I can declare to you today, that God Almighty has seen me through those mountains each and every time. Why? Because He promised that He would. The Bible says in Matthew, the 28th chapter and verse 18, and lo, Jesus says, and lo, I am with you, even to the end of the age. Do you see that? Do you sense that? I was saying earlier that on Worship TV tonight, I'm bringing you a word. Perfect love casts out fear. There is no fear when God's perfect love pours into your life. When that love is a part of your life, when it is a part of your DNA as it is mine. God's love is a part of my DNA now. I know that. And when God's love is a part of your DNA, how can there be fear in your life? I would humbly suggest that there is fear in your life because you take your eyes off the Lord and you put your eyes upon the situation. The Lord is saying to you right now, in this peace, in this one verse, I will fight for you. Just stay calm. I will be with you. Even if it's in the very last moment, I will be with you. So just stay calm. The one thing that happens, you see, is when we look at the situation and we can't find a way around it, what we tend to do is to fight. What we tend to do is to try and work things out for ourselves. And when we try to do that, if we have given our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ, it goes horribly wrong. Always. because we are instructed to keep our eyes well and truly focused on Him and not on ourselves and not on the situation. Whatever situation you find yourself in, I don't care what it is. It can be a myriad of different things. It doesn't make any difference. The same thing matters. If you consider where the children of Israel were, if you consider just for a second how they were feeling, because they were looking at the Red Sea and there was no way through that. They couldn't go anywhere. They couldn't hide. They were in the desert. They're seeing the Egyptian army coming toward them and they're thinking, we're doomed. There's nothing that anyone can do. Nothing that anyone can do to save us. But Moses knew better. And that is why he was leading them. That is why he was their leader, because God had anointed him to lead them. And God was giving Moses instruction, and Moses was passing that on to the children of Israel and saying, look, your God is with you. You have seen what he's done already. During the day we follow a cloud, at night time we see a pillar of fire, and we keep on going. Every single day he feeds us. 1.5 million people were being fed every single day, except Sunday, except the Sabbath day, or you might well say Saturday, except Saturday or Sunday, whichever one you want. The Sabbath day, that was the only day, and what happened on the day before the Sabbath, God would give them a double portion, and he was sending them manna from heaven. That food was coming to them every single day. When they wanted water, they were given water. They had all the provisions they needed. They had everything they needed to sustain their lives, and they were seeing God working, but still they were doubting. And then Moses stands there with his staff, and the Red Sea parts. And through the Dead Sea they go. Can you imagine how they were feeling as they walked through that sea with the sea parted? Can you imagine how they were feeling? We've been saved. We know we've been saved. And right behind them, the Egyptians came, but they perished when the water collapsed over them. You see, God was faithful. Whatever you're going through today, beloved, I know God will be faithful for you. I know that I know that I know that I know that God will be faithful in whatever you're facing. And all you've got to do is to say to him right now, Lord, I promise you, say these words after me right now. Come on. Lord, I promise you, in the situation I face, I will stand and I will be calm. Lord God, fight for me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I know, whatever it is you're facing, the Lord has it in hand now. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.